Welcome to the Wordy Girl Entertainment Podcast. I am your writer-in-chief, Rosalind Jackson. I am a lover of words, and that love led me to a passion for writing. And what's the next best thing to writing? Talking about writing. So kick back and join me for mind-blowing chats about writing, covering everything from screenplays to novels to poetry, from nonfiction books to songwriting, and much more.
What's up, my word nerds? Coming at you today with a little update about the podcast. I am planning a new podcast season, and with that come some changes. I'll be moving the podcast from Podomatic to Spotify, and that, if you aren't familiar, that is the hosting company that hosts the podcast. And I'm moving it because I prefer to go with Spotify because they have some new updates and new opportunities for smaller podcast shows, and they give you more opportunities to make more money, even if you don't have a large following, and they're very user-friendly. On Podomatic, I tried to set up my podcast to get paid by creating ads, and it required me to add some kind of code to my website. Well, I did that, and it ended up breaking my website, and I went to the Podomatic customer service with the issue, and they said they couldn't find anything. Basically, they couldn't really help me with what I needed, and I got frustrated because I'm like, well, this is you guys' hosting site, and I followed the instructions on how you said the code needed to be added, and it broke my website. And so they insisted that it was it had to do with the website host where my actual website is housed, and that I had to talk to them about fixing the issue. Well, I called them and they took a look at everything and they were like, well, we can't really see what's going on. Just looking at it initially. And they told me that if they were going to delve deeper into it, it would cost me. So I was like, I'm not trying to pay hundreds of dollars for them to try to search for an issue that they claim they can't see right now. So I ended up switching that website host also. And I basically had to rebuild my website on a different hosting plan, which is I'm under Wix now. So I was frustrated all around with both my website host and also my podcast host. So I just let it go with the podcast host and decided not to try to go with the whatever coding that was I had to put on my website to get advertisers to be on my website. I was like, just forget it. And so then I had found out about Spotify. I think like in the last year or two, they've created these new opportunities for smaller podcasts to make money. And then they're just all around user friendly. It seems to be a community for podcasters there. I noticed online that they have panels and things like that that you can join in and listen and see how other podcasters are taking advantage of the opportunities that they have and the different technology that they have. And so it just feels like a whole community, whereas my former, soon to be former podcast host, it feels very static, very dated. It doesn't feel like a community. It just feels like nobody's there. And prime example of that is when I tried to reach the customer service department, you have to reach them through the chat, or you can email them. But usually when you go through a chat, you get instant responses, you know, if it is during business hours. And it was when I reached out to them. And I'm sitting there for like 15, 20 minutes waiting for them to respond to a chat message. And I'm like, see, this is part of the problem. How do you have a chat box for customer service and the person doesn't come on and answer your question for like 15 to 20 minutes? And by the time I got back to my computer, they had given me an answer. And so then I replied, and then here we go again. I got to wait again for 15, 20 minutes for you to answer the next question. So I'm like, this is a problem. This is one of the reasons why I'm leaving. So they tried to talk me into, oh, well, maybe you can try this. And, you know, because I told them about the website breaking, and they were like, oh, that's strange. We don't understand why that would happen. I'm like, can we take a look at it? And I was like, mm-mm. Well, I already went through all of that. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. You had your chance. So I am switching everything over to Spotify. And then I have some new things that I'm going to be doing on the podcast once I switch over. I'm going to be introducing more topics, and I want to run Wordy Girl Entertainment as a media hub where I'll not only cover TV and film and writing, I'm also going to cover entrepreneurship, business, productivity, lifestyle, and a little bit about my health and wellness journey. I'm trying to drop some pounds and, you know, work out and whatnot. And so I just want to take people along with me on that journey. And I'll also be introducing video episodes of the podcast. And you'll see that with my interviews and also with my solo shows. And I'm basically trying to get over my hang up of being on camera. You know, I'm a girl, and I'm very vain, and, you know, you always want to look the best you can when you're on camera. So I just don't like going on camera when I'm not looking my best. But my podcast is also available on YouTube. But, you know, since YouTube is a visual platform, I want to put videos of the podcast on there. Right now I have the episodes on there, but they're audio only. And the visual part that you can see is the artwork for the show and also my logo, my company logo. And I'm debating whether or not I'm going to have the video available on Spotify. Because I don't know, I'm not quite sure if that'll take away from the YouTube traffic, if it's available in both spots. So I'm not sure. So I got to make up my mind, do a little research on that and see. So those are the plans. Just wanted to give you guys an update. And I'll be recording a brand new intro. Because my intro is super old and it's outdated. I just want to give everything a fresh update and give you guys more exciting things to listen to and tune into. So stay tuned for that, and I will see you guys soon.
Thanks for taking the time to tune in to the Wordy Girl Entertainment Podcast. Don't forget to check out my blog at www.wordygirlent.com. That's WordyGirlEnt.com. You can also find me on Instagram and Twitter at WordyGirlENT and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/WordyGirlENT. And always remember, it all begins with a single word. So what are you waiting for? Go write.